Well, folks, those of us who live in here, Kansas, had our annual New Year's Eve potluck at the co-op, a party that goes strong from about 6:30 until our bedtime's at 9. We welcomed the new year and said goodbye to the old one. We did the first with relief and the second with uncertainty. Usually, Mabel Beamer makes the main dish, and this year she brought a nice rump roast that had spent the day in the slow cooker. She called it her Trump roast, confessing that it was neither rare nor well done, like the man himself. That got us to roasting the Donald a little, because even those in here who voted for the man have their doubts. "I'll admit," said Claude Anderson, co-op proprietor and the most conservative of us, "he's a little vulgar for my taste. Used to grabbing what he wants, used to bragging. God knows what he'll say or do, or when, or how often." Like that William Stafford poem, Iola Humboldt chimed in, where the woman says of the politician who began to talk war, "We didn't elect him that much." Claude's wife, Martha, agreed. "We didn't elect him at all. The Electoral College did. Of course, it isn't the first time a woman did more, gave more, and had more than a man, but got less." "Poor Hillary," said Elmer Peterson of the drive-through pharmacy and car wash. "She didn't break the glass ceiling, but Trump sure enough broke the crass ceiling, and now we're all stepping in it hour by hour on the cable news channels." "I kept waiting for him to shoot himself in the foot," said Barney Barnhill of the Demolition Derby Museum. "Turns out that man has a lot of feet." "Look at his cabinet appointments," I said. "The foxes are guarding the chicken house." "That's right," said Minnie Small. "Remember my husband, that he was so nice? The Reverend Charwin called him a sheep in sheep's clothing." "Well, Trump's appointing wolves in wolf clothing." "I like him," said Tommy Burns, and his wife Hattie shook her head in assent. "He says what's on his mind, what's on my mind. I like the way he says it. Great, huge, amazing, super, bigly. That's vision for the future of making America great again." "I don't know," I said. "I have to live with him. But when I hear all the fake news, all the false claims, all the challenged facts, I just have to wonder." "That's right," said Iola. "I keep thinking that if there's so many fake news stories, why can't his election be one of them?" "Hear, hear," said those of us in here. By that time, we were finished with our Trump roast and ready to put old man 2016 to bed. The next morning, baby 2017 woke us up fussing, squalling. Iola Humboldt turned to me. "Can we do this?" she asked. "Yep," I said. "We can."